Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. And I'm jumping right back in because we are having such a tremendous conversation with Josephine Meierzada. Better, it's getting better. It's getting
You've
better.
You've done great.
But nevertheless, Otto, just from going into the break, was talking. We had come from lunches, but go ahead, Otto. Talk about the situations that you were involved in, and then how Josephine's going to tell us how she got here.
Well, you know, my background was very diverse in a sense that I was born in Brooklyn. We lived on the borderline of Brooklyn and Queens, Woodhaven. I went to Franklin K. Lane High School, which was very diverse. In the 1950s, I mean, I had no problem with black people, Jewish people, whatever, because the school, that's what we had. We had everybody, and it wasn't an issue. But prior to that, I remember people, I said this on the air before, I was called a Nazi during World War II, and I didn't particularly care for it, as you can imagine, being born here and playing ball in the street with everybody else. So I'm not a big fan of people using foul words to describe other groups. Everybody's an individual and everybody has their own skin, if you will, you know, their own mind and their own thinking. But I think what's more interesting, Josephine, is that we were talking and I was talking a little bit about my parents when they came here. My mother left all the paperwork for my father and my mother. What they went through to get to this country. And they had to have a sponsor back then and who was willing to support you theoretically. It was very important to have somebody in this country who would work for you to get you here. And as the story goes, once the first person gets there, you get the first pickle out of the jar, then it gets a little easier after that. During the break, Josephine, you were talking about the story about your father and how the whole thing started for your family coming to this country. And I think it's a very interesting little story. So maybe you could elaborate.
Absolutely. Prior to the start of the revolution, my grandfather had befriended a young hippie who had come to his shop and they had built a friendship. And over time, they remained in contact, and he came back to Iran, and my family invited him to various picnics and family engagements that they had while he was visiting Iran. And at the time of the revolution, when things were starting to pick up in Iran, my grandfather recognized that he had a contact living in America, and this person might be his one link to the United States. And so he reaches out to this individual and he says, you know, the circumstances here aren't exactly the best, and we're looking to seek refuge, and we need a sponsor in order to be able to do that. So this young boy, who had just finished law school, speaks to his father, and his father blindly says, yes, I will be responsible for him and the entirety of his family. To this day, this person has become an emblem in our family, a person of respect. And over time, his father passes away, and he gives the honor of my grandfather really stepping up into whatever parental figure role that his own father would have with various respects. So if it wasn't for this one person who took the responsibility on his shoulders you know, my family wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. And we're definitely grateful for everything that he's done. And to this day, it's something that we recognize and we continuously reiterate to him and the entirety of his family.
That's a great story. What kind of shop did your grandfather have?
He had an antique shop.
Okay.
Wow. So he would sell little tchotchkes to tourists, various like Persian crafts and arts.
Wow. The I just want to jump in here with, and I've said this, and this is my saying, you never know the fortuitous moments of your life until you look back. And you have to respect and be nice to everybody because you don't know. I'm not saying be nice to somebody who takes advantage of you. I'm not being stupid about it. But nobody knows what tomorrow brings. And so Absolutely. If you bend over and you help somebody today, you don't know how it comes back. You say hello to somebody. That's all they wanted was a smile because they're having a lousy day. You don't, and you're not doing it in the hopes of getting something. You don't hold the door for the thank you. You hold the door because it's the right thing to do. But your story is phenomenal.
Yeah, John.
It's just great.
I agree with you. Someone told me something once that really resonated with me. And they said, be what you want to attract. And okay. That literally encompasses everything that you just said.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one too. It's the truth though. Because you can't live... you know, a terrible life, because I get very judgmental of people sometimes. You can't live a terrible life and then expect good things. What happened with your family is just tremendous. And you hear some of these stories and they're just so literally uplifting. And Otto, I mean, Otto shares his stories, different pieces of them, you know, as he goes along. And I'm going to just touch base on Otto. Otto is one of the most wonderful men I've ever met in my life. And I understand that he used to be called a Nazi. Give me a break. You know, it's like...
Well, I was probably about 6 years old, and it sticks in my head clearly. I remember, I know the kid's name, I will not repeat it, but I remember chasing him around the block, and then my mother knew I was so upset, and I was not a kid that got riled up over too many things, and she knew I was so upset that she went around the corner and went to the woman's house and knocked on a door and told the mother what her son had done. He probably heard it from the mother as far as that goes, but you know.
Well, you know what's something, you know what's good there, which could be a whole show. That boy didn't dislike you. He was just repeating something he heard.
No
it
question.
Wasn't a judgment statement.
No question about it.
Hopefully correct him and said that's a stupid thing to say to a boy. And now the kid learned something from it. But
yeah, but I believe that he probably got that from his house.
Well, that's
you know. That, you know, I think when you're 6 years old, most of the stuff that
that's
you're
true.
Spouting out comes from within the home. You know, my opinion.
I'm going to go along with you there. You're right. At 6 years old, you're not running around town with a big social circle. You know, it's what mommy, daddy say at the dinner table, unfortunately, is what comes out of your mouth in the street.
I think so.
No. Anyway, Josephine, so... I'm not prying and don't answer questions you don't want to. So we were talking and Otto's just talking like when he was 6 and 7. But then what happens when you go further into grade school, into high school? How was that assimilation?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of the same issues as far as being welcome in a new space. By the time I got to middle school, I was once again that new kid. And there... you know, Great Neck was a space that was, you know, that had a large Persian population that was also growing. And, you know, fitting in as a Persian in Great Neck wasn't necessarily the easiest thing because people felt very strongly about, you know, their own identities and what it meant having people of a new culture, you know, heritage, you know, now living in their space. So I didn't feel fully welcome myself. There were a lot of things people had to say And I had never been the type of person to defend myself as a child. I actually internalized everything that I heard and everything that was said. And there are both pros and cons to this, because when you internalize something, you have the opportunity to think about it. And at the right moment in time, you have the opportunity to reflect and you have the opportunity to speak, instead of being, you know, working on your impulses and saying something that's irrational. But over time, you know, I befriended a number of different people. I was always that girl who had friends in every single group. Although I didn't feel like I belonged to one space, I had this connection with everyone, to the point that, you know, when it came to, you know, junior prom and people were looking to be in limousines with their groups, I had a conflict because these various groups wanted to have me join their group. So the only way to mediate amidst this was that I would go with one group to the prom and then another group on the way back. But, you know, look, I created my own happy space, my own environment. And, you know, there are a lot of wonderful people, and Great Neck is a beautiful and diverse space. And I have friendships with people from school that, you know, I still carry with me today. So, you know, everything is about evolution, time and space. And ultimately speaking, you need all of these factors, and they lead to who you are as a person and what you stand for and how you perceive your environment.
So true. 100%. I live in Great Neck also. And it's so funny because I really had no idea what you're talking about, because I'm a Christian, and we moved into Great Neck. People said, "What are you doing in Great Neck?" People came up to me and basically said, "You're not a Jew. What are you doing in Great Neck?" It's like, you got to be kidding me. And then, you know, I learned, it's like, of the lack of tolerance and acceptance between one group and the other group. And that really, it's come a long way, Great Neck, no matter how you say it, it's come a long way. But you're telling me the story of what you were involved in when I heard about those stories as a total outsider. But right now we have to take a break again. And you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.